Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. Today we're talking about something that so many of us live with every day, often without even realising how deeply it affects us, and that's anxiety. At its core, anxiety is our body's natural response to stress. It shows up when we're worried about something in the future, a school meeting, a meltdown at the shops, or just wondering if we're doing enough. It can feel physical, like a racing heart, a tight chest, or trouble sleeping. And it can also be mental, like overthinking, catastrophizing, or going over the same worry again and again. We all experience anxiety in different ways. For some, it's a passing feeling. For others, especially those carrying a lot, like parenting a neurodivergent child, anxiety can start to feel like a constant background hum. And here's something important. Anxiety doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It means you care. It means your brain and body are trying to protect you. But sometimes that protection becomes overwhelming. Dr. Stephen Porges, who developed something called polyvagal theory, helps us understand why our bodies sometimes react so strongly when we're feeling stressed or unsafe. He explains that we all have an internal alarm system, a part of our nervous system that's constantly scanning for danger and asking, "Am I safe?" If the answer feels like no, even subconsciously, our body might respond automatically. We might snap into fight or flight, or we might shut down completely, like freezing or feeling stuck. This can happen to us as parents, and it can happen to our children too. The important thing to remember is, it's not about failing or overreacting. It's our bodies trying to protect us. The good news is, small gentle actions like taking a slow breath, offering a calming touch, or connecting with someone safe can help turn the alarm down and remind the body that it's okay now, that we're safe enough to settle. So why does this matter for you as a parent? Because anxiety doesn't just stay in your head, it lives in your nervous system. When you're always on high alert, your body is working overtime, and that can be exhausting. You might notice it in snappy reactions, difficulty focusing, poor sleep, or even feeling disconnected from your child or partner and from yourself. And your child can often feel your emotional state, even if you're not saying a word. That's not to make you feel guilty. It's to show how powerful it can be when we start to notice and care for our own anxiety. Because when you take small steps to calm your own nervous system, you're not just helping yourself, you're also creating an atmosphere of safety and connection around you. So, what can you actually do right now or later today to start easing anxiety? Let's keep it simple. Number one, reach for connection, not perfection. Anxiety often whispers that you have to do it all alone or get everything just right. But the real antidote is connection. Whether that's texting a friend, joining an online support space, or just being honest with yourself, reaching out softens the edges of anxiety. Number two, low stakes movement. Anxiety lives in the body, so even walking up and down the hallway, shaking out your hands, or doing 10 jumping jacks in the kitchen helps discharge the buildup of stress chemicals. Number three, what if, then what technique. For a racing worry, for example, what if the school calls again today? Follow up with, then what? I'll take the call. Or, I'll ask for time to talk later if I need to. This reduces the power of catastrophic thinking. Number four, the done list. At the end of the day, jot down three things you did, no matter how small. Responded to one school email, took a deep breath, kept the kids alive. A done list shifts focus from what's missing to what's real. So, if you're feeling anxious right now, please know this. You are not broken. You are not failing. Your brain and body are doing their best with the load they've been given. And with a little bit of care, you can begin to shift from survival into something softer. It doesn't have to be big or perfect. It just has to start with you. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another parent who might need to hear it. If you're new to the podcast, you can join our mailing list by visiting our website at diversewellbeing.ie. Until next time, take one small step towards your well-being. You are worthy of rest, of calm, and of care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.